Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Number one will be the Heat, no matter who you are, where you are around the region. Paul, everyone will be talking about how hot it is in Pittsburgh when you're flirting with record temperatures in the mid to upper 90s.
I wish I had like $10 for every time somebody says, hot enough for you?
Oh, yeah. That's the same guy that says, cold enough for you each and every season.
What's that guy's name in Ned Ryerson, right? Remember from Groundhog Day?
That's a doozy.
That's the kind of guy that I'm thinking of when I hear that.
So you're going to hear, including from us, in the next half hour, we're going to talk to Andy M. Ryan from EB True Value about keeping your air conditioner operating properly or most efficiently in other ways to keep your home inside cool, even if you don't have AC.
Did you know that it really helps to turn it up a little bit when it gets this hot?
See, that's a little trick. That's a cheat code.
It is. Yesterday, I raised mine from like 73 to 74, and it hardly came on.
This becomes an argument in many homes over, because there's two rules of thought. The more you lower the temp, the more you pay.
Mm-hmm. And the harder that AC has to work, or it breaks, right?
Right. The energy level. So you should be able to get away with, I think it should be warmer. Others in my home think it should be colder. So it becomes a point of irritation, actually.
I can't recall a time since I've been in Pittsburgh where we have had not one, but five continual days of heat advisory.
Well,
is the week for that.
There have been summers where we didn't hit 90, believe it or not.
Right.
And we have already been very close to that, but here we go. So it's going to be hot.
A fight to the finish at the U.S. Open.
Rob Taylor covering the U.S. Open. It was a dramatic finish. Bryson DeChambeau from Texas ended up with a dramatic up and down from the sand to win over Rory McIlroy. What was he, 6 under for the tournament? U.S. Open at Pinehurst, number 2.
I guess Rory missed an easy putt at the end there. I didn't watch. I missed it. But
then he didn't really talk to the media. However,
he got in his SUV and got the hell out of there. Neil Shipley did wonderfully.
This is the young Mount Lebanon native who...
Central Catholic guy.
Went to Central, went to Ohio State, and now he has been the low amateur at the Masters...
And the U.S. Open.
Yeah,
yep, right.
He received a trophy as well yesterday in the brightest light of the U.S. Open. So Neil Shipley is, and we're going to talk to his high school golf coach, who happens to be Corey O'Connor. And you know Corey, obviously, who's been a councilman.
I'd be awfully proud of him.
Now a county controller. So
that, by the way, was Shipley's last day as an amateur. That's the end for him. He was 6 over for the tournament. When you consider the U.S. Open, probably the most difficult of the majors, right?
Yeah, I looked at the guys he was better than. Household names, including making the cut that Tiger Woods didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But other big names in golf, where Neil Shipley really, it's amazing that what he's doing.
Well, we'll get to watch him next year at Oakmont.
Yes, by the way.
When the Open arrives.
Already promoting the fact that tickets are on sale for the U.S. Open at Oakmont next June. already. So we got that big event, which brings in people from all over the world. And then, of course, we'll have the NFL draft the following April. So we got back-to-back big events for next year and the year beyond. And the other thing people are talking about is confusion of Juneteenth. So
today's the federal holiday, right?
Well, it depends. So according to Allegheny County, which is obviously not a federal, the offices are closed in observance of Juneteenth.
Today they're closed.
Today.
Yeah.
Most other government agencies will observe the holiday on Wednesday. They include federal offices and courts, state, Allegheny courts and city of Pittsburgh garbage, and this will all be delayed starting a day on Wednesday. So why is Allegheny County government offices closed today? That's a great question. State liquor stores will be open, just for the record. Remember they used to close the liquor stores on all kind of events? You know, you couldn't. But now, really, beer and wine available at the grocery store, we're almost like other states. But the fact is that we have this confusion of Juneteenth, which, by the way, was signed into law 2021 by President Joe Biden. And so many people say, well, where did this holiday come from? A lot of Americans were unaware of it. There are many, obviously, who are aware of it. And we're going to talk to one of the most prominent members of the community in terms of his civil rights activism over the years is Tim Stevens, coming up later this morning. As you sort through the details.
Just looking into the federal holiday here, the question that we have, it is actually not today. It may be the holiday for the county for whatever reason that they're doing that on Monday, but Juneteenth will be happening on Juneteenth,
which is Wednesday.
Yep.
Which is a combination of June and the 19th, which is the date, for those that don't know, that enslaved African Americans were freed. They got the word in Galveston, Texas. It took them that long to get there. And then that's recognized as the official day of freedom. For obvious reasons, once you know that, right? So there is some confusion about Juneteenth. You got that, Pat?
And then
Pat straightened us out.
And then next Saturday is the city's official.
Right. So you had this big weekend,
yeah,
which Tim Stevens was a big part of. So we'll,
actually, that's not this Saturday. It's next Saturday, the 29th.
Right. So they split it. Remember Tamara Rush?
Right.
Reported on, there was
dueling celebrations, yes, this time around.
All right, you got all that? Why is the county observing it today, though?
We got to find this out.
6:22, this is the Big K Morning Show. And joining me in studio, our team member, Rob Taylor, who
Good
happens
morning, Larry.
To be an Ohio State grad.
All day, Buckeyes.
A Central Catholic grad.
Go Vikings.
How about Neil Shipley, who wins the low amateur event for the U.S. Open back-to-back with the Masters?
Was he the first person to do that in the same year, right? That's what I saw on on ESPN, yeah.
We're going to talk to Corey O'Connor, who coached him at Central in golf. That's pretty amazing.
That is, you know, and, keep it Central Catholic on the map. And then, of course, got to show some love to Ohio State. But, yeah, when I was watching some of the U.S. Open yesterday, they kept mentioning him a little bit. And it's very proud, you know.
He's in rarefied air with Ohio State's Jack Nicklaus.
Yes.
Who I understand at the Masters walked him through Augusta.
Okay.
Kind of told him, gave him some insight. Anyway. Also, you did a story about Juneteenth. There's a lot of confusion because
right.
2021, it was signed into law, made it a federal holiday, and it is Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
However, we had celebrations all weekend, including a parade, and then the county offices are closed today.
Right.
but it's a federal holiday observed on Wednesday, too.
Right. I believe because last year, Juneteenth fell on Monday, June 19th. So it was a kind of like a 3-day holiday, Saturday, Sunday and Monday.
Right.
And I believe that they did that because Monday, you know, instead of having the off day, maybe Wednesday in the middle of the week, most people probably would have that want to have that 3-day weekend again. So just observe it on this on today, the 17th. So you're off Saturday, Sunday and Monday. And it gives you time if you went down to Juneteenth, you know, last night or whatever. You don't have to wake up the next morning.
So, but it's officially Wednesday.
It's officially Wednesday. So, you know, I think city offices are going to be closed on Wednesday and a number of places are going to be closed Wednesday. But I just think Allegheny County just said, you know what, let's observe it Monday and just have that extra day off for their employees.
But they're going to have another Juneteenth celebration. Not this weekend, the next weekend.
Right. If you remember, there was a whole bunch of controversy when it came to Juneteenth in Pittsburgh. So, B. Marshall, the longtime organizer of Juneteenth, he had been doing it since 2013. He is at Point State Park for the last 4 or 5 years. Back in 2023, the city had basically, you know, promised that he would get $125,000 for 2023 and 2024. But then this year, the city and the mayor decided to have their own separate Juneteenth celebration. So that $125,000 was awarded to basically the city to have their own on June 29th. But city council, namely members like Teresa Cale Smith and Anthony Coghill, they did not vote. They voted no to give the city that money. And then the city council turned around and unanimously voted to find another $125,000 to give to B. Marshall. So now both Juneteenth celebrations have $125,000.
All right. But it's a little confusing.
A little
confusing.
Would
you not agree?
It is.
But it's officially Wednesday. And that is the date where the word got to Galveston, Texas, for the enslaved American.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's there that they were free.
Right. And then in December.
Did you celebrate this as a kid?
I did not, but the New Pittsburgh Courier, of which I also work for, we did a story that just came out this past Wednesday about the history of Juneteenth in Pittsburgh when it came to large-scale celebrations. And our sister station, WHAMO, was basically the first, you know, large-scale Juneteenth event back in 1993 on the north side, and they continued for about 6 years. So WHAMO was the first in Pittsburgh to really have large-scale Juneteenth celebrations before B. Marshall picked it back up in 2013.
And I think, you know, we recognized the 400th year since enslaved Africans were brought to this country, right?
Right? 1619.
Okay, I got it now. So Juneteenth is Wednesday.
That's Wednesday.
Observed by the county here in Allegheny County
today.
But most everyone else will observe it officially on Wednesday.
Officially on Wednesday, but of course, Juneteenth celebrations continue like in Swissville this Sunday and then the 29th downtown.
I'm glad you cleared all that up.
I hope we cleared this confusion here.
Rob Taylor, thank you.
Thank you, Larry.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Happy Monday. Larry Richard with our anchor man, Paul Rasmussen. Paul, you live in a condo, so you do have access to a filter for your furnace and AC, right?
Mm-hmm. Although I have to say, while I really like my HVAC system, it's, you know, almost brand new, changing the filter in that thing is kind of a task. It's not easy. You have to pry it open and remove some screws and all that stuff.
Most, though, are very simple, and we are joined by Andy Amrine, EV True Value, who's a staple here. He's that guy in your life you want to know. because he knows all that stuff. Andy, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
So this is a question. I mean, it's probably the most simple thing that people can do year round is simply change the filter in their unit, right, in the AC and the heating system.
No, that's exactly it. Just like your furnace breathes during the wintertime, your air conditioner, the air has to breathe during the summertime. And why do you want to try and circulate dirty air or make your unit operate harder by having it circulate the air through a dirty packed filter? So a very easy task is to change that filter. A couple times a year, if you have the large 4 and 5 inch filters, if you have a 1 inch filter, you should be changing it every 2 or 3 months, depending on the type of filter you have. But you know, your air conditioner will work better, simpler, easier. Your air will be cooler if you just keep that filter changed. So, you know, whether you have to just remove the door or take a couple screws out, it's well worth the couple minutes to do it. And while you're down there working on it, check that condensate pump also, which your air conditioner produces an awful lot of condensation. And have you ever looked inside that condensate pump or the clear tubing that drains it? Do yourself a favor and put a quarter cup of bleach down there to keep the bacteria down and keep the algae from growing and keep that pumping the condensate out so it doesn't overflow and cause a mess on your basement floor.
Andy, I've heard it said and even read this morning that air conditioning really is best for removing the humidity from the air, which makes you feel cooler, and actually turning your thermostat up a degree or two when it gets this hot is actually helpful.
I keep our thermostat at 73 degrees is where I keep our thermostat for my air conditioner. Would it be a little cooler, warmer than that, or higher temperature than that? Probably, but you know, my wife freezes year round, so you know, she's enjoying this kind of weather.
That said, go back to what is it we're looking for? This condensation. Where is this?
Condensate pump?
Yeah.
It's most likely sitting right on the floor next to your furnace inside your mechanic room. It's just a little box, maybe about 12 inches long and about 6 inches square. And you'll see a tubing, you know, draining PVC pipe draining down into it and clear vinyl tubing draining out of it. And it's a pump that collects all the moisture and sends it down a drain. And most people forget about it. So just another good thing to look for.
And what about the unit outside? If you have an AC unit that sits outside, you got to make sure that you clear the ground around
it. Clean it.
Yeah, because it gathers a lot of dirt, and that blocks up its efficiency, right?
Sure, absolutely. It's efficiency with it. So, you know, people don't think about it. So it gets dirty. It gets a lot of leaves. It gets debris. It gets bird nests. It gets mouse, you know, nests in it and so forth. And, you know, hopefully you cleaned that early in the season. But if not, you know, if you want it to operate, make sure it's clean from debris. And a lot of people plant bushes and so forth around it, and as those branches grow, they're growing inside the unit, which is going to cause it to jam and break. So take a minute and walk out and make sure that unit is clean and free of all sorts of debris.
You know, I was thinking also, we hear a lot about insulation, obviously during the winter, but that's equally as important, especially for a week like we're facing with the heat.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime your house is buttoned up, it's going to keep the, you know, heat in the winter, and it's going to keep the cold air in the summertime itself. So whether it's the, you know, the window weather stripping, the garage door weather stripping, the front door and so forth. And just like in the winter, where every time you open that garage door, the furnace has to work an extra hour, you open that garage door, your air conditioner is going to have to work a lot harder also. It's the biggest door in your house, so the least amount of time you use it, the more energy you're going to be saving. So keep the door closed.
Andy, I'd like to circle back to filters real quickly. There's so many choices now. What filters do you like to use, and what do you recommend to customers?
You know, when I've been at the hardware store 50 years now, and when I started at the hardware store, we had four different size furnace filters. That's it. You had your choice of four, and now we have 72 different size and types of filters in our store itself. It's mind-boggling. And in my house, I have a Honeywell 4-inch filter, heavy pleated filter. And the pleated filters, they have a lot more surface area to collect dirt. So the more pleats, the deeper the pleats, the cleaner the air is in your house. So the cleaner everything is in your house. So if you don't like to dust, have a wider pleated filter because it collects dust as the air is blowing through it. So a pleated filter, and then there's different MERV ratings on filters. An average MERV rating is going to be about a 6. You get a better filter at a MERV rating of 8. You get a HEPA filter when you have a MERV rating of 13. So the higher the MERV rating, the more it's going to clean the air. You know, so if you have allergies and so forth, myself, the MERV rating on the filter I have at home is an 8. It's a Honeywell 4-inch, but it's a MERV rating of 8 on it. Does a very, very nice job. And myself, we change it twice a year, the beginning of the AC season and the beginning of the furnace season.
Well,
and one other thing that I do is I actually spray my filter once a month with Bactrakill, and it kills germs for every month as the air is circulating through the filter. Not only is it taking out dirt, but I'm killing germs because I don't like getting sick.
No, I don't like it either, but you're a MERV 10 with us, Andy.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you. We'll let you get back to selling filters and doing what you do every day. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Enjoy the day.
Andy M. Ryan, EV True Value, who's regularly heard Saturday mornings. I listen even, you know, driving around fixing stuff.
I learned something new today about using Bactrakill. I've got a spray bottle at home sitting there in the bathroom right now. And get home today, I'll change my filter and give it a shot with the Bactrakill.
Give that a shot and then take a shot and you'll be good to go.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.